After this Gemara, we're going to have to, as they say, Yiddish Halt Cup, because it's Gemara gets back. There's different Madi Amrim. There are three psukim we are dealing with. It says, Vehishka Seisha, before it says, being makrib her mincha. Then it says, to be makrib the mincha, Vahacha Yashka Seisha. Then you give the water to drink. And then the next pasuk says, Vehishka Seisha. There are three psukim, two written after, and one written before. So the question is, what is the pasuk that we are going to be, when doesn't she drink? So there's going to be different tanoim that explain the three psukim. Let's start now again. I'm going to start again from the beginning of the Amud Beis. I know we learned part of it yesterday, but I'd like to do it again so we can follow the flow of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, v'hishka matamud leimar. And this is going the way Rashi explained, and we learned the Rashi yesterday. This is going on the first v'hishka. What is it saying? The first v'hishka, Rashi learns, the one before the mincha. Why is it saying that? Because it already says, it already says the third v'hishka, which is the one we go with because it says, v'acha yashka sishu samoyim. Yet she drinks after the mincha. And then it says afterwards, v'hishka sishu. So the question becomes, so why did the Torah write v'hishka sishu before being makrib the mincha? It's not negaya. You don't do it then. You do it afterwards. That's the Bryce's question. And for the Bryce, this is Rabbi Kiva talking. That if after they wrote the Megillah and erased in Hashem's name, which they shouldn't do till right before she drinks, but if they did it at that moment, whatever that moment is, Mashke Ma'arurin Naisa, we force her mouth open, and we give her to drink against her will. She can admit that she was Mizana, and if she admits she was Mizana, we don't make her drink. No purpose to it. Again, because we're not out to punish her, we're out to find out whether she was Mizana. She admitted. But if she just got scared and says, Eini Shaisa, I don't want to drink, we say to her, lady, the time for that is over. You cannot say Eini Shaisa unless you admit guilt. But she's saying she's not guilty, so we have no option. We erased Hashem's name, v'hishka seisha. We force you to drink. As soon as it's erased, we force you to drink. Meaning, you no longer have that option. But it's not that we bring it before the mincha. It is written, after it says, v'kasav u'macha, then it says, at that point, v'hishka seisha, this is the way Rabbi Kiva learns, you will force the woman to drink if she doesn't admit guilt. But that's not when she drinks. She drinks after the mincha. That is Divrei Rav Akiva, and we learned the Rashi yesterday.
What is the kind of a while ago about
Tiferes? Has nothing to do with this.
My question is, it's like there, that Derech Shasiyah B'kach or not, so why don't we say it here also?
It is Derech Shasiyah if it goes down the throat.
Even if it's forced?
Correct. Correct. Right. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Reb Shimon says, now Reb Shimon does not disagree with Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva has not told you what to do with V'acha Yashka Seisha Samoyim. He says, the third pasuk tells you that we do it afterwards. The first pasuk tells me that we force. So what is V'acha Yashka Seisha Samoyim? Zucked Rebbe Shimonheimer. Shimon says, right? They both, Rebbe Shimon agrees to Rebbe Kiva, that first you makum the mincha, then you drink. So he says, Ma Tamad Leimer. Acha Yishka, Ma Tamad Leimer. Halo Kwanemer Vehishka. It says, it already says Vehishka, the third pasuk. Why do I need two and three? Just say three. To tell me that you have to finish all the things before you can give it to drink. Before you should give it a drink, there are three things that are ma'akev, which are actually karev akaimitz, v'achle nimcha kamagila, v'achle tekabel al-ashvua. There's three things that have to happen before you give it to drink, and that is, the mincha has to be brought, before you give her to drink, right? And the Megillah has to be erased, and she has to be mekabel the shua. Not in that order, but those three things have to happen. And therefore, it says va'acha yashka sar isha samayim, right? So and therefore it says va'acha yashka isha samayim. To tell me after all these three things is when you give the woman the water. But I'm not finished yet with all the three psukim, but we have to catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi of Shimon Aimer. V'agha yashka ma'atamad leimer, v'lekvayin ember v'hishka. Dr. Rashi. Like Pauli got Rebbe Kiva. Reb Shimon is not arguing in Rebbe Kiva in the basic question here. Ela ma'ar darish haikra, ma'ar darish haikra. Reb Shimon learns it out from v'agha yashka. He asked, what do you do with v'agha yashka? And Rebbe Kiva said, v'agha yashka told me that it has to happen after the mincha. V'agha yamar l'kamam v'shmaitin, the tadayu s'virlei, they both hold. They're not arguing in the order. But like when Emma puts exclusively with Hishka Samayim Lachak Tara, so Ma Tamad Lemma Bacha Yashka. Acha Kol Amaisim Kulam Hamurim Lamaila. Ma Amar Lamaila. What three things have to be done before she drinks? Hashvua, the Kabbalah, Uksiva Mechika. Shvua and Kabbalah is one. Writing and erasing is two. Lachtara Samincha and he says, "Ukmitza v'haktara." Magid shloisha dvarim havolu makrim haktara v'makrim haktara hashua mechika. L'kami porak shita kainem hamechika matishta. The Gemara is going to say, "What is he saying? What is she going to drink if it didn't have the Megillah erased?" So obviously, that's ma'akev. What's the chiddush? We'll see. Thank the Gemara. Elamai mash actually nimchuk in Megillah. Elamai mashkalah. You're telling me a chiddush that the Megillah has to be erased before she drinks. Well, there's nothing to drink if the Megillah is not erased. And for the Gemara, Amaravashi le'nitzucha l'rushumay nikar. It's to tell me that you can't have any remnant of the writing. The erasing has to be done to the point that you cannot tell the writing. It can't be rushumay nikar. Zach Rashi. Rishumay Nikar, Shemhay Rishumay Nikar, Tzarech Lagzer V'Limchayk, Atchalahay Rishumay Nikar. You have to erase it until Rishumay is not Nikar. Period. Zuck the Gemara Viter. Atchad Leikabal Aleh Ashua, Mishnehid Leishasya Mikhtav Kasvila. The way Rav Shimon said the three things, it's mashma that there's no specific order to the three things. Are you telling me that we can write it before she swears? Reb Shimon listed three things. Mincha, writing, and shvua. It makes it sound that the shvua can come after the writing. Lama Rava, Megillah Saita Shekasa Kaitim Teshkaba La Shvua La Asav La Klum. Rava said that you have to have the shvua first. Zakta Gemara Kedin Asva. You're right. He didn't have to mention the Shua, Reb Shimon, because you can't write till you have the Shua. So if he says you have to write, you automatically have to have the Shua beforehand. Rashi, Le'asik ha'michtav kasila le'megillah kaidim kabbalah Shua, bitmiya, question mark. Le'asiklum, if he ksiv, the kasav is kala se'ela, acha kabbalah Shua ksiv, it's after the Shua. Kedin asra, shaloi le'tzairach. Na'afilim michtav le'kasrinan. We don't even write it till then, so it's not necessary. So again, at this point, we have Reb Shiva and Reb Shimon are both in agreement that the order of things has to be the mincha first, and then the drinking. And Reb Akiva addressed the first pasuk, which Reb Shimon did not so far, and that is Reb Akiva says, what is the Torah write v'hishka se'isha before the mincha? To tell me that at the point that they erase the Megillah, at that point, she loses her choice. She no longer can say, I'm not drinking. That's the purpose of the first pasuk. We will see that Reb Shimon disagrees with that. But that's Reb Akiva's point. Reb Shimon addresses what's v'achar yishta samayim, achar, to tell us that we need the steps done. before she drinks. We need the fact that it was written and erased, and it can't be Rishumoy Nicker, that's the Chiddush here, that it has to be erased to the point that you can't, that the Achar Yishta Samai means it has to be totally erased, and that the Mincha has to be brought first.
Do we have anything about
whether
it has to be written?
After the Shua.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about that now, right?
We brought it in the Gemara. We just brought it down about 30 seconds ago. I don't know. I mean, I just read that Gemara that we brought it down. So we are talking about it now.
The written has to be after the Shua? I can't pay attention right now.
What do you want me to do? If you can't pay attention, I have no time on you, but you
can't. I can't see it.
Yes.
After it's written, she can still back out before it's nimcha. Right?
Correct.
So apparently it's just not shalol tzorach. It was written shalol tzorach.
I have no idea where did you see the word shalol tzorach.
I didn't know where you were. Shalol tzorach. It's not used. Yes.
I have no idea where you saw those words. I don't know what you're quoting me.
I just heard it.
Right. Okay. Shloim Letzarech means, okay, I didn't know what you meant, that there was no need for Reb Shimon to say, you have to make her swear, because he wouldn't write it till we make her swear. Shimon listed three things that have to be done. Shua, writing, mincha. You don't have to mention Shua, because if you say writing, we wouldn't do that till after the Shua. He didn't have to mention it. That's what Shloim Letzarech means.
I misunderstood that. But the other thing is this, if she can still back out before the mechitza, then I thought that refers to the part that was written. So, what do you do with that piece?
Put in Shemus. What do you do with Hashem's name now?
Are you allowed to write?
What do you do with the Chumash that you can't use anymore?
But that was the Torah you wrote. The Chumash of people going to use.
You wrote it with Zayrach too. You thought you needed
it.
You put it in Shemus. I don't know what they did with Seamus in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I assume they had less of it then than we have now. The whole industry of Seamus today. You put out 64 parsha sheets on the table every first Shabbos. So they double wrap them and they throw them to the guy again. But that's like a big industry, you know what I mean?
And Sunday's
a thing. I know. I'm not advertising for it. They didn't pay the advertisements yet.
At least that's why people put
it
first on the
day
beyond me.
I
said. Good if you can't put in
Seamus. Chaim Kanevsky paskins that anything that's usable cannot be put in Seamus, correct? Which makes it very hard. It's Chaim Kanevsky's facts. It's not for me to question, but it makes me have boxes and boxes of things in my house that I can't do anything with because they're usable and I have no place to put them. So it sits there in boxes. What? Yeah, I know. So they charge you for bringing it in. But I'm not here to talk about that now. Bye, sir. Okay. Dr. Gemara, bye, sir. Now we have to go back to our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, we had a machloikis about the order. In the Mishnah, Tanakama said, Mashka v'achakach makubis mechaza, which is not like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon responded, Makavis Mechasa Vakach Mashka. So we haven't discussed the Tanakama yet. So obviously the Tanakama reads that the first pasuk is the one that we operate with. Because he says, first you drink and then you're Makrav. But then you got two other psukim, Vacha Yashka and Vahishka Sahisha, which are written afterwards. See, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon say, those are the main psukim. And Vahishka Sahisha, Rabbi Akiva addressed, Rabbi Shimon did not address. As of yet. But Rabbi Akiva said it to tell me that we force her. But the Tanakama says that's when we give her a drink. That's what the Mishnah said. We call the Tanakama Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon said that you give her to drink before you give the Mincha. Right? And it works on a delayed reaction time bomb. That as soon as she drinks, she brings the Mincha afterwards, the water will work. So now the question is, what does the Tanakama do with the other two psukim that say she drinks afterwards? Frank the Gemara B'Maika Mifliki. What is the Magloikas? Dr. Gemara, Tlasta, Kroik, Sivi. There are three psukim. Number one, the Hishka Kama. the first Vehishka, which is written before the Mincha. Then it says the Acher Yashka, which is written after the Mincha. Then it says Vehishka Basra. Then it says Vehishka again. Vehishka Zisha. Twice after, once before. Rabbanon Tavri, Vehishka Kama Lagufai. The Rabbanon hold that the first Vehishka is to tell me when to do it. Shemashka V'yakach Machav Es Mechasa. You give her to drink, and then you bring her Mincha. The Achar Yashka, so what's the Achar Yashka? What's the Achar? It's not after the Mincha. But it's to tell me, Miboilei Shereshumoi Nikar. To tell me the Achar means after it's totally erased. The Achar is not going after the Mincha. The Achar is to tell me after you make sure it's totally erased. But it's not the order. You drink before. But the Pasuk is telling me the Achar, after the Mincha, like referencing back, that which we told you to drink before, the Achar, make sure it's completely erased. So it's not the order. The order is finished. You give the drink, then you give the Mincha. Period. We're finished. The Achar, but when we talked about giving to drink, referencing back to before the Mincha, it means after it's totally erased that you can't have Rishumai Nikar. And what's the Hishka Basra? Shem Nimcha Kamegila Be'meres Eini Shaisa Ma'ari Naisa Mashka Isa Balkorcha. The Rabbanan say that third pasuk again is not telling me the order. It's referencing back. Remember we told you that she drinks before the Mincha? That is even done against her will once we erase the Megillah. So the Rabbanan used Pasuk 3 to what Rabbi Kiva used Pasuk 1. Rabbi Kiva said, the second two psukim are the ones we work with, because it says V'achar, after the Mincha. That's how he understood the words. Therefore, V'hishka Sisha told me this is when you do it. So what's the first V'hishka Sisha? That sometimes we force her. The Rabbanan say, no. V'hishka Sisha, the beginning is when we do it. Achar is just to tell me, Rishumei Nikar, and the third V'hishka Sisha, the last one, is to tell me, by the way, sometimes we force her. So the last two psukim are nothing to do with the order. We're finished with the order. You did the hashkah, you did the mincha, it's over and done with. End of story. We reference back. When we told you to give her a drink before the mincha, we have two things. Number one, it has to be completely erased. And number two, at the point that they erased the Megillah, and you force her to drink. Reb Shimon Reb Akiva says, no, whoa, that's not the way you darsh in the psukim. The first one, Reb Akiva says, in a minute we'll see what happens, Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva are going to disagree about that, but the Rabbana, the last two are when you give her the drink. And the first one is, according to Reb Akiva, the force her. So it's opposite. Reb Shimon Sabar, V'acha Yashka L'gufay, Shemakavas Mechasa V'achak Mashka. No, V'achar Yashka is to tell me when to do it. V'hishka Kama. Now here, Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Akiva. He doesn't learn that V'hishka Kama is the forcer, like Reb Akiva learned. He learns V'hishka Kama Shem Hishka V'achachikras Mechasuk Sheira. If you do it out of order, it's also kosher. So now we've introduced a third opinion. V'hishka Basra Shem Nimcha K'megillah. So again, let me set this up because it's three different opinions. Two that are three. I mean, there's two basic opinions, and then in one of those opinions, there's a disagreement. Rabbanan Shita is the easiest one because there's no argument in them. The Torah's Vehishka Kama is to tell me that she drinks before the Mincha. And then she brings the Mincha, and we're finished. End of story. Now the Torah says, by the way, we talked about her drinking. We have two things to add. Number one, make sure it's completely erased. That's V'acha Yashka Zisha Samayim. Doesn't mean after the Mincha. It means after it's completely erased. And number two, if she says, Eini Shaisa, after they Nimcha get the Megillah, we force her.
At the time of the water?
I don't know. I have no answer. That's Rav Avadah Shita. Rabbi Akiva holds, V'acha Yashka, well, the way we're going to end up learning is, let's step back for a second. Rabbi Akiva holds that the last one, the Hishka Basra, is the one that tells me that she drinks after the Mincha. It says, V'acha Yashka Zisha Samayim, she drinks afterwards. And the first one is to tell me that we force her if she says any shaysa. The exact opposite of the Rabbanon, really. They use one for when you do it and three to force her. He uses three when you do it and one to force her. And the Acha Yashka, he would use, doesn't say clearly, maybe Rashi mentions it, I don't think so, he used her Rishume Nikr to make sure it's completely erased. That's why the Torah wrote it twice. The Hishka to tell me that's when you do it, the third Vishka. V'acha Yashka, make sure it's completely erased. But the bottom line is, according to Makiva, you do the drinking afterwards. Reb Shimon says no. V'acha Yashka is adequate to tell me that you do it after the Mincha and that it's completely erased. What do I need the last one for? What do I need the first one for? Dr. Reb Shimon, I disagree with Reb Akiva in the following thing. I think the first one is to say that if you didn't listen to the order and did it first, the water will work also. We want you to have the woman drink after the milk. But the Torah wrote the Hishka to begin with to tell me, b'di'evet, if the Kayan made a mistake and he gave it to her before the mincha, the water will still work. No. No, he does not. And the third one, Dr. Bekiv Shimon, is to tell me the same thing Rabbanon said, that we force her. Rabbi Akiva did not use that to say we force her. He used the first one to say you force her. He doesn't agree that the evidence works. So in the Peshitta that says that a woman should drink after the mincha, there's a disagreement of two opinions. You have Rabbi Shimon's opinion that the second, V'acha Yashka is enough to tell me the order. V'acha Yashka, listen to the words. After the mincha, you give her a drink. The first Mehishka, according to Rabbi Shimon, allows her to drink b'di'evad beforehand. Not allows her. If she did drink beforehand, it works. The last one is to say we force her once the Megillah is erased. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says there is no such thing as drinking before a mincha. None. Zero. The first one is to tell me we force her once we erase the Megillah. The second and the third one are to tell me the order. Now, why do I need two psukim there? Maybe Rashi will explain it for us. The Gemara doesn't explain it. Yes?
Shumonikr, that's even if, Hashem's name was completely erased. It's the other words that weren't are.
Everything has to be completely erased. Everything. Let us read the Rashi and this Gemara. The Maika Mifligi. I'm not listening, Kai. It goes back on the Mishnah. Bryce and Nakim Beresha. The Gemara mentioned the Bryce first. Lashmiina Mehechi Yalav Reb Shimon Taiba. So we should see where Reb Shimon came from. The Kabai, Rabbanon Hashta Hechi Darshlu Likroi. How does Rabbanon Darshlu Lipsukim? Reb Shimon Hechi Darshlu Likulu. And how does Reb Shimon Darshlu them? Rabbanon Savri v'hishka kamba, the kaidim haktara dafka. The first v'hishka, which is written before the haktara, that's dafka. V'yachakav avagav d'chsiv v'achar yashka. I, the pasuk says, afterwards yashka. Dafka, I'm sorry, dafka al korkach, dafka, that's what it sounds like. Al korkach, mikrud, Rabbanon say, you are forced to say. That's how Rabbanon understand the psukim. The mikra hamar rishon ain an nidreshel legufay. The first one is the one that tells me the order. And mikras yiseiras hamuras amuram achrog, and the extra psukim that are said afterwards nitnu lidrash. We use other drashes. Hilchah kamadavka loymer shemashka v'akach makir v'zuchasa. You give her a drink and then you bring her mincha. V'akorchok v'achar yashka. You have to say the v'achar yashka. I'm b'shenif the v'achar aktara. We're going back. We're reverting to talk about the hashkar that happened already. And Achar is saying after it's raised, Haksuva Lamaila, which is written earlier. Gimel. takes out the word im loy nimcha kiyafa, the kambi the im loy nimcha kiyafa lo yeshkena. If it's not erased well, don't give it a drink. That's what the achar is going on. So the achar is not going in the order. We're finished with the order. We're finished the process. It's going back and explaining when do you give it a drink? Achar, after it's completely erased.
After it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work if it's not completely erased.
No. After milling.
Don't say. Mashma, then it wouldn't work. The Hishka Basra, Nam Yakoy the Maktorakoy. And Hishka Basra also goes back to before. Ledrasha Asal Karka. It's coming to tell me that we force it to drink. So the Rabbanon are very clear. The first pasuk tells me what to do. The other two psukim are referring back to when we do it. It is not part of the order. Shimon Saber, Ba'acha Yashka, Mashka the Davki. Davko. That's the Davka. The Davka Ksiva La'acha Aksara. More than that, you shouldn't even erase it till after you bring the Mincha. Don't write it and erase it till you have to. We delay the writing and the erasing to the last minute. And since you're not making a drink till after the Mincha, don't write it till after the Mincha. That the Gemara never mentioned. This is Rashi's telling you. That we want you to have the erasure done right before we write it. Right before she drinks. So according to Shimon, that the Mincha comes first, the Mincha precedes the writing of it. Why write it? We might not need it.
Retired her out. So
yeah, but this is a new thing. We never talked about this.
No, but this is going to that was going to
Shimon. Going to everybody. We tired her out according to everybody. She should admit before we write it. Even my bottom tired her out.
She can admit after she drank.
No. But we didn't tire her out after she drank. We tire her out up to the drinking point.
Well, the point of the
Rabbanon
that says
she did a minute after. I tell you what, can I finish the Rashi now? The Davka Ksivu l'ach l'aktara, loy b'chukuma makrum bo. Aktara samincha, v'roi shem anikr. V'kulu mahocha navki, the kaidman l'ashka. Achar tells me, finishing everything before you drink. V'hishke kama, according to Shimon, l'achshurei the avid ibcha. It's coming to say, that the avid, if you did the opposite way, it works. Yes. Rav Shimon, everybody agrees that we tire the woman out. Everybody agrees.
By giving her the mincha. Right?
By making her hold the mincha. At one point, we take it away from her.
So if you hold mincha and Afrika, mashka. Oh.
Right. Behishka basra, shimnimcha kemegillah. Bedavka achar aktara. The bedin, meaning. We should nimcha gemegillah because you don't do the writing till after the haktara. The bedin imchik ashkenized about karcha because we did it the right way. Behindu the ikka, and this is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva Leslie Ishka, somebody's making noise out there in phone land. The Rabbi Kiva Leslie imhishka vakachiku makasik shera. If Shimon does not hold that if she drinks and then you bring the mincha, it's kosher in the oven. It shouldn't have been written there. It shouldn't have even been written. Right? It shouldn't have been written. But if you did it, she can't backtrack. So Rav Kiva learns as follows. The Torah said, you give it to drink afterwards. The fact that the Torah said it before, Rav Kiva does not agree, but the evidence works before. Rav Kiva is saying, you know what? You're not even supposed to write it till after the Mincha. What if they did, and they erased it? She no longer can say Eidi Shaisa. Even though they were wrong by writing it. They had no business writing it that early. They should have waited till after the Mincha and then written it and then erased it. But they didn't. They wrote it earlier. And they erased it earlier. So now the lady is stuck. Not that she drinks right away. She'll drink after the mincha, but she no longer can say any choice. That's where the Hishka Kama is coming for. Reb Simon says that the Hishka Kama is coming to tell me, but b'diavad, you can do it out of order. She's supposed to drink after, but if she drinks before, she's Yaitza. Now Yaitza, the word works. So to review three opinions of what we do to Pesukim. Rabbanan, the Hishka Kama is to tell me, the Hishka Kama tells me that you give to drink first. Then you do the mincha. And at that point, period, over, done with. The Torah has finished the process. Now the Torah says, that which we mentioned that she drinks, we want to add two clauses to that. Number one, it has to be completely erased. And number two, that as soon as it's erased, she has no source to say any shaisa. So the last two psukim are not part of the order. The order is done with, over. It's going back and referring to when you give it to drink. Rebbe Kiva holds, Vehishka, the last pasuk Vehishka is to tell me when to do it. The Achra Yashk is to tell me, make sure it's completely erased. And also make sure it's done afterwards. And Vehishka Kama is to say that if by mistake they wrote the Megillah before she brought the Mincha, which they shouldn't have done. There's no reason to write it to the last minute. At that point, they erased it. We tell our lady, you're stuck unless you invite your Mizana, and we go bring the Mincha, then we give her a drink. But there's no drinking before the Mincha, according to Mekiva. The Pasuk says after. Why should I allow before? Reb Shimon says, I disagree with Rebbe Kiva. I don't think Pasuk 3 tells me the order. I think Pasuk 2 tells me the order. And 3 and 1 are both extra. Rebbe Kiva has 3 tell me the order, and he uses 2 for Rishum and Nikar, and 1 to tell me that we force it a drink. Reb Shimon says, 2 tells me the order, and Rishum and Nikar tells me both. So now I have 2 extra psukim. I use 3 like Drabonon to say that once the Megillah is erased, she has to drink. And I use 1 for B'di'evad to tell me that B'di'evad, if she drank early, she yaitza. So it's a Shimon who has 2 extra psukim, whereas Rebbe Kiva did not view it as 2 extra psukim because he held the third one tells me the order, the second one tells me Rishum and Nikar. And then the first one is to tell me we force her. The Shimon says, I can learn both out of Achayashka. I don't need an extra pasuk for the order. Achayashka told me the order. So I have 2 psukim, one to tell me we force her, and one to tell me b'diavad she can drink before. And Rabbanan are totally different. They hold the first one is the order, and the other two are just clauses in how she drinks. Dr. Gemara, right? From the extra Vishka. Everybody agrees it's from the extra Vishka.
That's extra, and that's what it tells before. Okay.
There's an extra Pasuk here. According to Bekeeva, it's the first one. According to Rabbanan, it's the last one. But there's definitely an extra Pasuk here. That's to tell me that she lost her Bechira to say Eini Shaisa. She can still say she was a Mazana. That we don't force her to drink.
So the only way out is by pleading guilty.
Or drinking. In two ways. Right. Before she got to this point, a woman had an option. She could plead no contendo. What was it?
No
contendo. Which means I'm not pleading anything. I'm out. I'm not drinking, I'm not admitting, I'm out.
She has to divorce without
a husband. He has to divorce without a husband, correct. He doesn't have to marry a husband. But that's her option. So can he use that option back home?
He also doesn't have an option.
Yes, he does.
He
can divorce her. Well, once she's mechika, there's no option. But up to that point, he can decide to divorce her, pay herself, and get out. When this story happened in some northern city in Eretz Yisrael, before they traveled to Shalayim, they both had options. He could say, I don't need this whole business. I don't want to stay with you anyway. Here's your ksuba, just go. She can say, I'm not drinking. Don't take me because I'm not going to drink. And he can say, fine, leave without a ksuba. Or she can admit guilt. Or she can go drink. Yes.
Sorry for the aside, but it just occurred to me as you're talking that I have not seen anyone talk about the eventuality that he saw her being walked around such like that and suddenly had Chorat and he handed her a get so that she was no longer his wife. Would that obviate?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to learn coming up sooner or later, probably later than sooner, that he can stop the process in all different ways. He can be meichel the kinoim. He can say, forget about the fact that I warned you. Question, does it work? Does it not work? When it works? When it doesn't work? There can be all kinds of discussions about that.
I apologize. I've forgotten that.
Okay. But anyway, let's go to the next line. Zokta gemar v'rabbanon, b'dieved le'pasachro. The reason Rabbanon don't like Reb Shimon's approach is because the pasuk doesn't start off with v'dieved. In case you did it wrong, wouldn't the pasuk tell you what to do first before it tells you what happens if you did it wrong? If Shimon's saying the first pasuk is telling me if he did it wrong, Rabbanon say that's not how you start a conversation. Zok Rashi, v'dieved le'pasachro. Ein derech hakasev. It's not the way of a pasuk to write the b'di'evet before the lechatchila. Al b'tchila seder mishpat dvarov, well, the Messiah is marbe mikros l'drash. Because that's why the Rabbanon disagree with Reb Shimon. See, because if you have to approach this, and again, this is Yitzchak Margaret talking, if you looked at it, you would say, Acha yashkes ishas anayim. Reb Shimon makes a lot of sense. But he has to say that the first pasuk is b'di'evet. Rabbanan said that's a no-go. You don't darshim sukkim by telling me the wrong way before the right way.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Shimon has a...
So therefore they say, Acha Yashka has to do something else. That's what drives them. Because to them, it's a no-go to darshim a pasuk b'di'evet. Therefore they go their way. Right? Rabbi Kiva is totally different in that aspect. He holds that the first pasuk is to tell me about forcing, not talking about the order at all. So it's not starting with the b'di'evet. But then according to Rabbi Kiva, he uses the second two psukim differently than they do. So,
same reason.
No, Rabbi Kiva doesn't start with the b'di'evet.
Okay, you don't start with the din. Same idea.
It doesn't say that. You want to say that, you can say that. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's Rabbi Weimer speaking. Which is fine. Yes?
As far as not starting off with the b'di'evet, is this a rule?
That's what, again, I just read one line.
Here's the problem, which may not be a problem at all, but the shofar is the first pasuk in the Torah where it's mentioned is called shofar. It's called shofar. The second time it's mentioned is shofar per se.
I have no idea what you mean.
Okay, the Grod says that the kol shofar is there to tell you that you and Rabbi Shitzky said this the Grod uses the first mention of shofar to say that on Shabbos you don't blow
Shabbos. Okay, so that's a rabbinic rule, right?
So,
that means, excuse me, one second. The Gra is wonderful. He's a trillion and a half, or even more, bigger than me, that I'll ever can imagine, and I'm not in any way impugning him, chas v'shalom. But the issue to blow Shabbos on Shabbos is a rabbinic issue. It's not shot in the pasuk. That's not shot in the pasuk.
So that's exactly what I was going to say. Is it always learned out as a rabbinic prohibition? So that would seem to break the rule of not mentioning the
b'di'evet
first.
Hold on a second. When we talk about b'di'evet and chatchila, we're talking biblically. The Torah does not write to Rabbanon.
Agreed.
So therefore, in the Torah, reading the Torah, there is no mention about Shabbos not blowing.
Agreed.
So therefore, the Torah never mentioned the B'tiheven. It's a Hatchila. You blow Shifer. There is no B'tiheven there.
So you're saying...
There's no biblical law about not blowing on Shabbos. This is a biblical law. Do not do it out of order, but if you did it, you yitzah. This is biblical. This is not rabbinic. This is a biblical law.
You're saying the first mention of Shofar simply that's not...
Again, the Gra is saying that all Drabbanans are hinted to with the Torah. But it's not chat in the Pasuk.
Okay.
The Torah didn't tell you about the Eben. It's not for the Eben. Because in the Torah's time, you blew on Shabbos.
I already hear what you said.
In fact, there was a Yid in Yerushalayim, Hashem Yid, named Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, who lived in the turn of the century, not this turn of the century, last century.
German.
Rabbi Schlesinger, a different Rabbi Schlesinger, Hungarian, who moved to Yerushalayim, who paskened that in Yerushalayim you blow on Rosh Hashanah Shachar B'Shabbos. Paskin that way. And he wanted the Gdaila Yerushalayim to agree, and they vehemently disagreed. And Rav Shmuel Salant held he was right, but since all the Gdaila Yerushalayim were against it, he said not to do it. And Rav Yisrael Schlesinger blew Shifer in his house on Rosh Hashanah Shachar B'Shabbos, and Rav Shmuel Salant stood around the corner listening to it on Rosh Hashanah Shachar B'Shabbos. He did it one time, and then the next time he didn't do it because there was such a big machlokes about what he did that he just pulled back. But he paskened that even with Manazah in Yerushalayim, in the old city, he held Rashi Shita that that's called Mikdash, or Rambam Shita 1 and 2, that's called Mikdash, that you mechuyev to blow on Shabbos. And he was ready to leave. He did it. He blew on Shabbos. And everybody was upset at him, and Rav Shmuel Salant, who didn't want to agree publicly, listened to the Shifer from around the corner, so he could hear Shifer and Shabbos. So for sure the Torah never said not to blow Shifer and Shabbos. I don't remember. He held the Torah said to blow it today. It's an Issur Drabbanan. The Torah doesn't reference Issur Drabbanan in Pshat. It might reference it in Asmachtas, but it doesn't reference it in Pshat.
There's something in that story also which is very interesting, is that the Rishonim say that the environment of the whole city is part of Mekdash?
It's not like it's Rishonim.
Okay.
The briskers do not go to the Kaisel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos during the day. Because, according to the Shita that, I think it's the Rambam Shita, that Mekdash includes the whole Yerushalayim. So that means you're Mekhoi with the Raisa in lieu of 7 days. That means if their lulav does not hit the point, or esrig, the point of kashrus, they're being mevatar on asei d'oraisa. So they only go at night. And if some Zalman still go to the kashrus every day, halamai, t'chaparayna d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. Same thing. Same set of circumstance. One says, I can get a mitzvah d'oraisa. And one says, it might not be kashrus. He went every day. Not the brisker approach. I'm not questioning. The brisker's hold. You don't want to get into a derisa. You might not be doing right. And they always question the kashrus of their lulav in Esrei. So they didn't go. They only went at night. Anyway, it's not for now. Everybody.